Yeah.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to the always ready Mike, who is one of the two queens and a what?
And he always, Mike's always like, I don't want to do the pod. The pod is the worst.
But he's always ready.
But then, yeah, there was no other thing that John could have been referring to. And you said you were always ready.
I am always ready to do the pod. And this is still the stupidest thing in the world.
This is him. Yeah, no, he's always ready. But there's a blocker. Like, he'll do anything for me, but he won't sing a duet.
Oh,
yes.
Right. I didn't think that was on the list.
Yeah. Well, you know, have you met me?
Well, at that time, I barely knew you, obviously.
I think that part's pretty obvious. Maybe not.
No.
It wasn't?
No.
No?
No, trust me. When someone says, you know, would you do me a favor? Would you do something for me? And I say, anything, honey.
Uh-huh.
And he says, would you learn a duet that we can sing together at parties?
Uh-huh.
Trust me, that was never, ever.
But that's the most delightful response. You know,
I'd love
that. Would just be delightful.
Really?
Just think of how our friends would love that.
Yeah.
Oh, I can imagine.
Yeah, well, there's only one way to find out.
I'm like, you know, I know how to keep it short. Short and entertaining.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's why these fucking things can run over an hour.
Well, hello, everybody. What is today's date? We are in March 5th. Yeah, and it did
not quite the ice.
I think it kind of came in like a lion. Didn't we have a lot of wind yesterday?
We had
the day
rain
before?
And shit.
Yeah,
and,
yeah.
You know,
is that what they say?
California is a disaster area.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, we keep getting a little bit of the dregs of these other storms.
Yeah, uh-huh. Which the rest of the country...
Oh, yeah, when did we get snow? We finally got snow.
We finally got snow, like, was that last... Was
Tuesday
that this
or
week?
Something?
Tuesday, yeah.
So it was March-ish.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I mean, but it was like an inch.
Oh, it was nothing. Yeah, yeah. Oh, but I did wear my snow boots, mostly because of the possibility of slush.
Because you're a geek also.
I wore my snow boots out. I went out Monday night, and... I didn't know, you know, and I'm glad I did, frankly, because the sidewalks were very wet.
And too cool for school. For snow.
Too cool for school?
Yeah, for
no
English.
No more dipping?
You're too cool for like, what?
Park much, DJ.
Also, I feel like we should start off with, because at the end of the last episode, we said we were going to watch Megan.
Yeah, the movie of my life.
The movie of Megan's life.
As a biopic, I thought it really nailed you.
It nailed you. Yeah, definitely.
Because I definitely wear dresses with huge bow ties
all
the time.
I didn't see you doing that.
To be honest,
I would actually pay money to see that.
I felt it was a non-sexualized silhouette.
Yeah, I guess I'd agree with that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
A little A-line dress.
Yeah.
I thought it was pretty delightful.
It was a lot more fun than I was.
It was enjoyable.
Thinking that it would be.
Yeah. And it was, you know, it's a scary movie. It wasn't that scary.
It wasn't that scary.
And there was no gore.
Well,
a little.
There was a little gore, but not overwhelming.
Yeah.
By
there
any
was
stretch.
There was no
it was
guts.
Still PG-13.
Yeah. There were no guts. There was some blood.
Yeah, and there was some, like, you knew what was happening off screen, which was a little intense, but yeah.
But yeah, it's about an AI doll.
Yeah.
Yeah. Who
everybody
kind of runs awry, but it's pretty delightful. It was pretty.
Really enjoyed it. I don't understand why she's a gay icon.
Well.
I don't understand gays anymore.
Yeah.
Well, because she's a little bitchy.
Yeah.
She's a good dancer.
Think it might be that dance scene.
I think it's the TikTok dance.
Was that a TikTok dance?
I'm pretty sure it's a TikTok
dance
now. Yeah.
Also, the Las Culturistas were saying they think that everyone's going to be going as Megan for Halloween.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
I said that last week.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Are you on Las Culturistas?
I guess.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is that your side pod?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Me Bowen and Matt, we just sit around. See, that's funny. This one is just like...
We're gonna get there.
We're gonna get there. After you do all of your research.
Episode 400.
Well, I gotta tell you, sometimes they're not funny.
Episode 400, we finally made our groove.
We finally got it. Uh-huh. Listen, sometimes it takes people a while.
So we recommend Megan.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now we were talking before this that we were talking about Thelma and Louise, and I said, I admitted that in the, I saw that movie 5 times the first week that came out. And Maggie said, oh my God, it's like your Titanic.
Yeah.
So what is your?
So there are two movies which I have watched over and over and over. And part of the reason, as I look back, might have been because I was recovering from a broken leg.
Uh-huh.
And I think they might have been in rotation.
I really thought you were going to say broken heart, but okay. Yeah.
Really? Really?
Yeah, I know. Exactly.
I thought he was going to say a broken dish.
I was getting over a broken dish. I kept sweeping and sweeping. But the first one that comes to mind is Miss Congeniality.
Okay.
With Sandra Bullock.
Okay. Uh-huh.
I just love that movie.
Yeah.
I can quote that movie. Eyebrows. There should be two.
What's the really funny one? Like, what's your idea of the perfect date? And she's like, oh, I think we're probably coming up on it. I feel like it's in March. She's like, March 27th.
Yeah, it was just the beginning of string, but still a little coolness from the
exactly,
winter.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, it's pretty good.
Yeah.
And Candice Bergen,
Bergen, William Shatner.
Michael Caine.
Oh, no, not William Shatner. Yeah,
yeah,
William Shatner and Michael Caine.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Michael
yeah.
Caine.
Michael Caine.
Michael Caine.
Yeah.
Benjamin Bratt.
And of course, Sandy B.
Whatever happened to Benjamin Bratt? He's probably on some streaming
cop show.
Series.
Yeah.
Well, like, you know, Poker Face.
Oh
my God, that's right. Yeah. One of our,
welcome to Alzheimer's
Mike
Week.
Well, he wasn't even in last week's episode, though,
okay.
Was he?
Okay.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Okay. Okay. Yeah. So the other one has got to be Double Jeopardy.
Is that Ashley Judd?
Ashley Judd, yes.
Is it in who else?
Tommy Lee Jones.
Uh-huh.
I can't remember who plays her husband. But, you know, it's...
Did she kill the husband?
She goes to prison for killing her husband. Turns out he never died. He faked his death.
Whoa, to frame her?
He framed her. Not specifically to frame her. He faked his death so that he could get out from under some big debt was coming due.
I see. And it didn't matter who went down in the process.
Right. Well, yeah. And I guess he was having an affair with the nanny or something like that.
Oh, okay.
So anyway.
That was Bruce Greenwood, I believe.
Okay.
Oh, is that the Gina Davis Christmas adjacent movie?
Another great movie.
Long Kiss Goodnight.
Yeah.
I love
is
that movie.
Him?
Love that
is that
movie.
Him?
No.
No? Oh, okay.
Scott Bierko.
Yeah.
Oh, right. Mike just put food in front of our faces. He
yeah.
probably wants us to talk about it. How good it is because he made
it.
No. But it is really good.
There's something out of this.
It is really
called.
Good.
Well, tell us about it, Mike.
Pretzel focaccia. It's a focaccia with pretzel crust on the top.
Very delicious.
It is very good.
Yeah. As we're talking about our Titanics, I'm realizing that
yours
my
Titanic
was actually Notting Hill. In high school, I watched Notting Hill a lot. Wait, no, Notting Hill might have come after Titanic. Or were they about the same time?
Oh, I don't know.
Oh, God, I got to look it up.
Wow.
You know,
I watched Notting
Titanic.
Hill a
just
lot.
Just kind of amazed me. You were, like, so into these romantic movies.
I don't know. No, it's weird. But you know what? I found out.
Well, what's your favorite
about
genre
Notting Hill?
Now, Megan? You're like, is she not into romantic movies?
Yeah.
Notting Hill was 1999, so
Laughed
it was later. Yeah. I don't think I really have a favorite genre, really.
Well, if I were going to say, it would be slow-moving...
This is a lie.
Talking movies.
Yeah, that's
like
a lie.
Woman on Fire.
Woman on Fire?
Oh,
Portrait of a Lady on Fire.
Portrait of a Lady on Fire.
I hated that movie.
Oh my God.
Kate Winslet had a cameo in Notting Hill.
Did she?
Yeah.
Oh, good for her.
At the very end, at the when they're like announcing they're together. Or no, maybe it was
so
in the
I
beginning.
Got a
it was in the
early
pretzel-y
bite.
Yeah.
Mm, it was good.
The no, I can't remember. It was in one of the
in the porno?
No,
this is
it was
an
in,
excellent story.
It was in one of the news. What's that
down?
Called? With the
in
news?
The news station?
Yeah.
In the broadcast? The news? In the newsroom?
Oh, my God.
press, yeah. in the press junket. She was in one of the press junkets. I can't remember if it was the early press junket or the end press junket.
Well, yeah.
Maybe our listener.
I'm sorry, but that's a movie I walked out of and never
really
wanted to see again.
It's actually a good movie.
It's a good movie.
It's legitimately a good movie.
Yeah.
I was having to get to work.
Uh-huh.
And it was just going on for freaking ever.
I highly doubt that.
No.
It is. Okay, well, it is 2 hours.
Oh my God, 2 whole hours.
But it's a good movie.
Yeah.
I think it holds up.
Well, yeah.
Well,
it's one of the best romantic comedies. Yeah. I would put it in a top 50 at least.
Oh, well, maybe I should watch it again because, yeah, it's 2 hours, 15 minutes.
All right, that's a little long. It's a
it
little
does seem
long. Yeah.
And how much time did we spend filming a single porno scene? As
that's Love Actually.
What did you say? Oh, Notting Hill.
Oh, my God. This is one for the ages.
I really don't think of those two as in the very same.
That's really unfair.
Both in England.
They both have the handprint of what's his name.
Yeah,
they both have Hugh Grant.
Yeah.
What
they both
Julia
have Richard Curtis.
Richard Curtis, yeah.
What
is a true rom-com? A true rom-com.
Yeah.
Notting Hill. Love Actually is not really a true. Well, I mean, there are elements of it that are rom-com, but Notting Hill is like a by the book.
Okay.
And you love rom-coms.
I do, and I do like Julia Roberts. I did not particularly love that movie, though.
Fascinating.
I'm just a girl standing in front of a boy.
Asking him to love her in front of a Chagall. That's really moving.
In front of a Chagall.
Or like a Chagall book or something. Somehow Chagall. Or she's like holding a poster. Chagall factors into that scene.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. Wow. That's what cinched it for you. Chagall.
No, also it was like,
Chagall-y.
You know, it was like.
She happenstance incorporated.
No, I liked that it was, you know, England. It just felt very like, it felt very British. And, you know, it was like really, it was fun. And Hugh Grant said whoopsie-daisies like multiple times. And that was very cute. And then his friend group was like so nice, you know. It was a really good movie.
Yeah, I like the movie.
Yeah. And Julia Roberts is amazing in rom-coms.
Yeah.
She is. I would agree.
Hugh Grant was at the power of his
height of his power.
Height
sure.
of his power.
Yeah.
His charmingness.
Uh-huh.
Yes.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Cool.
Yeah.
And what's your Titanic?
It's just that I saw when Thelma and Louise came
Thelma
out.
Louise,
I loved
yeah.
that movie. So I went, kept going back. I went 5 times that first week.
That is your Titanic.
Yeah.
But it's not. It's not something I have watched since then. I don't think.
I mean, I have seen Titanic since the 8 times I saw it in the theater. I think it was 8. I genuinely wish I knew for sure.
The reason I brought it up was, Thelma and Louise is because I listened to Unspooled by Paul Shearer and Amy Nicholson. But anyway, what they do is they discuss films. He's also one of the guys who does How Did That Get Made?
Yeah.
But anyway, they had an episode where neither of them had ever seen Thelma and Louise.
Mm.
So they watched it together for the first time. So I was like, wow.
And she's like a legit like film critic, right?
Yeah.
Yeah,
that seems wrong that she hasn't seen that.
Yeah.
Yeah. That was a little weird. But there are a lot of movies out there, Mike.
There are a lot of movies, but Thelma and Louise is kind of an iconic film.
Yeah.
Especially
it
when
is.
It comes to female.
Yeah.
And to be a film critic and to be in that industry and to have that lapse as a woman especially seems really wrong.
We don't know how she identifies.
Huh?
We don't know how she identifies.
She identifies as a woman.
Well, as far as when her name is Amy.
Amy, yeah. She hasn't changed it to Army. I guess girls aren't doing that anymore.
Yeah.
Emil.
Okay.
So that's my
fair opinion. Enough.
Uh-huh. Cool. So should we lunch into should we really shake it up and do film school at the top since we're talking about movies?
It's fine
we
by
can
me.
Do that.
Fine by me.
Okay. Well, our movie this week was The Graduate.
1967, right?
Yeah, that sounds right.
Justin
Nichols.
67, directed
Not
by Mike
Mr.
Nichols.
Dimes. Mr. Nichols.
Starring Dustin Hoffman, Anne Bancroft, Catherine Ross, William Daniels.
When he got successful, they called him Mr. Quarters.
Mr. Quarters.
I believe, he died and missed $100 bill.
I'm interested to hear what you thought about
well,
it.
Well, somebody has to. I mean, I know this is probably one that doesn't quite need a synopsis, right, but let's do it.
I'm
going to
just go out for another half hour. So,
who's the lead actor?
Dustin Hoffman.
Dustin Hoffman has just graduated from a.
Some East Coast school.
East Coast school.
Yeah.
And he did very well.
Yeah.
And he goes home. His family lives in the Los Angeles area. They're well-to-do. Their mm-hmm. family is well, their friends are well-to-do. And anyway, of course, he's come home. He's feeling disillusioned. This is the late 60s.
He's got a lot of ennui.
Yeah, a lot of ennui. And of course, you know, the peace movement's happening, the hippie movement's happening, and he does not look like any of that. He's he's actually very preppy kind of looking. He's always wearing a jacket, a suit jacket. And he's lost. You know, he's adrift.
Mm-hmm.
And everyone's got an idea, you mm-hmm. know, of what he should do. One of the mothers in the friend circle, Anne Bancroft, sets out to seduce him and is hilarious doing it.
Yeah. And successful.
And successful. His
Although
parents,
not the first time, but.
Yeah. His parents and Anne Bancroft's husband want to fix him up with Anne Bancroft's daughter. Of course, this becomes...
Well, I mean...
Anne Bancroft is the wife of his father's partner.
Yeah,
oh, yeah partner.
And I'm not sure that I would say that her father necessarily... Like
he keeps talking she's going to be in town.
Yeah, but he also says... Town. He's also like, oh, to be young and... he's like, you get... Basically, he's saying, like, go out there and stick it in everything you possibly can. And when my daughter's in town, make sure she's on the list.
Yeah, I don't think that's really what he means, but
he does
give him that, you know.
Yeah.
But that's that kind of
double
thought thing that was happening. But his parents are definitely into him dating her.
Yeah.
And and actually one of the first parts of the seduction is Anne Bancroft using. Would you like to see Gloria's portrait? Elaine's portrait.
It's kind of weird that she wants to seduce him in her daughter's bedroom. It's a little weird, but it's very psychological.
And so anyway, eventually does meet Elaine and does fall for her. This of course causes a big problem for
Mrs. Robinson.
And then, of course, the whole affair comes to light, and no one wants him to see Elaine. Elaine goes back to school, and he basically stalks her.
Yeah.
Oh, not basically. He full-on stalks her. Yeah.
And, of course, as used to happen in those days, she found it charming at a certain point, or he wore her down.
He wore her down, I would say.
And...
And then he busts up her wedding to the doctor, Carl.
She runs off right after her vows.
After they are fully married.
Yeah. And Bancroft goes, it's too late. It's too late.
So I had a lot of mixed thoughts about it, but I think I finally figured out where I land. So, well, first of all, the indisputables are that the look of the movie and like the cinematography is like unimpeachable. Like it was a really cool movie just to watch.
The way he filmed
it. Yeah.
Michael was really good
movie.
With
first
second.
Oh, it was his second one. Was his first?
Who's Fred of Virginia?
Was that Anne Bancroft in that?
No, it's Elizabeth Taylor.
I know, but is there no other women?
Sandy Dennis.
Okay, is it in movie school?
It's a forehead.
No, it's not. But it's Richard Burton, Elizabeth Taylor, Sandy Dennis, and George Segal.
Okay, jeez. Why don't you go? Like, do you need some more pretzel bread?
No, I don't. I'm waiting for the lasagna soup.
Okay. So that is, first of all, like the look of it is really amazing. And I would assume like you were saying, Mike, from My Movie School, like a very 60s look, I assume 60s, 70s. It has a 60s look,
but it also, he does stuff that is not normally done.
Okay, so that was, you know, like some new
that
stuff.
That first scene where he's walking through the party and the camera's following him, and people are coming in front of the camera. That stuff really wasn't done.
Also, the camera was way in on his face. And a lot
and
of that,
sometimes
that
it was also
sense.
Way out. Like it was,
it was like extremes. So,
Also,
I felt like, you know, he's graduated college and both his parents and Elaine's parents really kind of infantilized their kids or like, they were very like, you need to do this and you need to do that.
Totally. Also, I mean,
also the way they marched him out because of his accomplishments. He got some award.
Was going to go to grad school or something. Got into grad school. He got some scholarship, I think, maybe to grad school or something. And they were very like excited to talk about that.
And their friends were very excited to talk to him about it.
The music was I thought that was really cool, and I don't know necessarily
Simon and
how
Garfunkel.
How done this is. I certainly don't feel like it's done. I can't think of an example myself, but you know, for there to be just one band, like the whole doing the whole soundtrack.
There was also
was
a
cool.
soundtrack.
Oh, About a Boy, actually.
Little Miss Sunshine.
Yeah.
That was Dvorak.
Oh yeah, and actually now I'm thinking of Away We Go. That was I liked
but
that.
But it's good for you to make a pronouncement like that.
Well, I said I didn't know. And then I thought of it. But okay, as cool as it was, also it was like okay. Like, are they like somebody needs to decide if they're going to Scarborough Fair? Like it was like got to be like very repetitive after a certain point. But
and I'm sorry, but parsley, sage, rosemary, and thyme. Don't really go together.
Yeah, what's the outlier there?
I think that's called herbaceous.
Sage, rosemary, and thyme. I would say sage is the outlier.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I love sage, but it's...
Doesn't really... Yeah. Okay. I'm not as big a fan of rosemary as I should be.
Well,
I like the essence of it, but I hate the actual... It gets stuck in your teeth. I hate the like...
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so anyway, and upon immediate end of film... I was like, okay, well, that does not hold up, you know, because I was like, okay, you know, rich boy graduates college, has ennui, like, sleeps with the older woman, then stalks the younger, like, where are the consequences? You know, I was like, okay, great. Like,
you need, I'm sorry, you're going to say, finish.
Well, yeah, that was my immediate reaction. And then I read a little bit about it, and I also thought about it a little bit more, and I was like, okay, actually, I don't think we're supposed to take any of this seriously.
This is not a documentary.
Yeah. And not only, even if we are supposed to take it seriously, then I was like, well, the last scene, like, actually
that,
says
that
it all.
You should take
seriously. Like, like they weren't happy.
No, they were like, what the fuck have we done?
Yeah, right. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So then I was like, okay, all right. So I've come around.
It's remember it was done 1967.
Yeah.
You know, that was when you were having this huge generational
countercultural
shift.
Like,
you know?
Yeah.
All the people, the adults in the graduate don't have first names.
Right. They're all Mr. and Mrs.
Right.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's only the kids who have actual names.
Yeah.
You know, it's about the younger generation not knowing exactly what to do, but knowing that they don't want to have their parents' lives, yet they're getting seduced into it anyway.
Yeah.
That's, and then when they finally make
a run for it,
they're like, what the fuck do I do now?
So it actually like stands up, I think.
It does because you have to look at certain movies from when they were made, you know, because, you know, as any artist is making a statement about the times that they're living in.
Yeah.
And Mike Nichols and Buck Henry and all the people involved in this were making that statement.
Yeah. What I think one thing I did read was like, I think it might have been from the New Yorker or maybe it was New York Times. I can't remember, but something was like, he should have gone further, Mike Nichols, and like really spelled out like what the term was, like why Ben, right? Ben, yeah, why Ben's he Ben. Had all this like turmoil and like what he means when he said like, I'm just not really sure what to do with like the world and myself, you know, but I think that's kind of a mistake actually. Like, I think
I think he could have done a little, but
maybe he wasn't making the movie to be like seen by me for the first time in 2023, because I'm pretty sure in 1967, like no explanation needed,
probably.
You know?
Yeah.
So I'm not sure that I necessarily agree with that. And also when is there ever not generational friction? There never isn't.
There was, but at this point in time,
it was huge.
It was huge.
Yeah.
Because you had one generation shipping another generation off to a war that they, first time in history, did not believe in.
Yeah.
Telling them to go and die.
And
that's the big difference.
So. I don't know, I can't, it's not quite like that right now, but it does feel like there are other things that...
It's not like that at all. Because it's a volunteer army.
Well, no, right. I mean, yeah. So that's what I'm saying. Like, being forced into a war isn't what's the matter right now. But like, certainly there, I feel like there is maybe for the first time since the 60s, you tell me if I'm out of place saying this, is like a real friction, like with the, like the younger generation maybe having to like deal with like this quote unquote sins of the, like with climate change, you know, like, I don't know. Maybe I'm making too big of a stretch here.
I think you're making a little bit of a stretch, not too big, but I think that when you look at this generation, I think we need history to really look at it, because I don't think it's just now. I think it's a longer process as opposed to the 60s, which was, you know, a shift.
And then,
you went from the 50s and Howdy Doody and Ricky Nelson to boosh,
yeah.
So. And a lot of things fed into that. The pill.
Uh-huh. The pill was a
great liberator for women. Uh-huh. You know, drugs, you know, experimentation.
Mm-hmm.
So, a lot of things went into that.
And now it's all these people who, it's like their last chance to like take it back right now.
Well, I mean, I'm not sure. I'm a 61-year-old man, so to me, to talk about these young kids, I find them all silly.
Well, I find a lot of them silly too, but at the root of what they're saying, I don't find it quite so silly.
Maybe so, but at the, when they're talking about climate change and all of this stuff, and then they're going and going on their iPhone and on TikTok to rebel. It's like, okay, you know that a 9-year-old made that phone. You know, I mean, it's like there's such hypocrisy. That's what drives. We watched the show American Auto. There was just this great episode this week about the younger generation at the auto company wanting the older generation to take a stand on certain things, but you know, until finally she just calls them on all their hypocrisy. Uh-huh. And that's what I see a lot of all the time. And I'd take you serious if I could, but well, why don't we just stop?
Yeah.
And then we'll just come back and
we'll come back.
Talk about
this. We'll be right back.
I want to talk about the people who could have done the crisis.
Be right back.
Because I do think it holds up. I did laugh.
And we're back.
It
does.
There was
up.
A lot of funniness.
I laughed a lot.
Oh yeah, I think
there was
a lot
of humor.
Back,
yeah.
Up. I think that, well, as you said, you know, every generation goes through this in a certain way. I absolutely remember being his age and feeling lost. Like, I have no idea what to do.
Yeah.
No clue. And so I think everyone goes through that. I'm kind of curious what you thought about how Elaine was treated, because I feel like she's like a doll You know, he becomes obsessed with it. And, you know, the minute his parents find out about him and her, she's whisked away. And, like, and the next day, there's a wedding.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah. No, she's definitely an object.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Even though, you know, I don't think she thinks of herself as an object, although she goes along with the wedding.
Yeah.
You know, I'm like, I don't know what, you know. So,
she's the one who gets me the most confused.
Again,
you're talking too much of a reality situation.
Yeah, true.
It is her having, as a woman, having to do the things that their parents did. She's about to, her mother is, Mrs. Robinson, is making Elaine, you know,
marry the rich guy, like,
that she's miserable about her life, or
right, and potentially, I don't know, they don't actually say it, but maybe leave school just like her mom.
Right.
Did. Well, I guess her mom left because she got pregnant, but right. but still, like, you know, marry into a situation where she doesn't need an education.
Right.
Like,
and so and that's the theme of the thing.
That was kind of a thing that happened.
Yeah.
Did you ever hear this phrase, majoring in MRS?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. From what's that movie? Another good one. Mona Lisa's Smile. That's the first time I heard that.
Yeah, but it's more Julia Roberts.
Yeah, more Julia Roberts. That's right. Mm-hmm. Yeah, there was a lot. There was a lot of humor. A lot of, like, laugh out loud humor.
Anne Bancroft is just perfection.
Yeah,
just
she was great.
Brilliant.
She was great. Although I thought the best lines did come from Dustin Hoffman's character when he said something like, I think she said, "Don't you find me attractive?" When he was waffling about whether or not he was going to, like, do anything with her. And he was like, "Oh yeah, yes. I mean, like, you're the most attractive of all my parents' friends."
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's pretty funny. Yeah. And then when he was met Dr. Carl or whatever, he was like, "Well, he's a good walker." That was hysterical too. And all his little, like, I don't even know how he did that. Jessica Chastain does this very well too, but all his little just like verbal, like non word verbalizations,
oh,
I guess.
He kept it going.
Like, yeah, they were so good. Like, they were so perfectly timed and, like, yeah.
Yeah.
And Jessica Chastain is very good at that too. They have that in common.
Huh.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I enjoyed it.
Yeah.
I also really kind of dug that Anne Bancroft had tan lines, so you could see, you know, like, she would wear things and you could see her tan lines.
Yeah.
Even though she was wearing, like, a skinny strap dress or whatnot.
Yeah.
I guess she always had something over it then.
Yeah. She did not do the nude scenes. They hired a stripper to come in and do that.
I mean,
photograph.
Right.
Oh, okay.
We were definitely seeing her, like, in her underwear, though, right?
Yeah.
Like, she had a banging body. Like,
and she was only, what, 3 years
like
35?
She's only 35.
Yeah. But that's why Doris Day turned it down. She was not going to walk around in her underwear.
How old would Doris Day have been?
A little older.
A little,
she would have been in her
40s. More appropriate. Yeah.
To have, like,
and
a college.
It would have been much more shocking.
For Doris Day to do
fuck yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God. It would have been amazing.
Huh.
You know, it's one of those things.
Oh, well, not just because of her persona.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
She always played the virginal blonde.
Uh-huh.
Right.
Uh-huh.
You know,
for her to do that. And she would have been spectacular.
Mm-hmm.
It's one of those things that the trajectory of her career would have changed.
Yeah.
Right after that. It's kind of like, if Elvis had done Star Is Born, I swear he'd be alive today.
Oh, he was supposed to do it.
Yeah. But Colonel Parker would
the Barbra Streisand one. Uh-huh.
Barbra Streisand wanted Elvis Presley to do it, but Colonel Parker would not let him do it. And if I swear to God, if he did it, I think Barbra Streisand would have saved his life.
We'll never know. The only one that I remember reading is that Robert Redford
really wanted it.
Yeah,
and Mike Nichols was like, dude. When has a woman ever turned you down?
Yeah,
you can't play this part.
Yeah.
Oh, right. Yeah, because I asked Mike this during the movie. Do you think he was a virgin?
Oh.
Well, yeah. I when you asked me that, I was like, I don't think so. But then turns out, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, she certainly. Yeah, I guess he probably. Otherwise, why would he have gotten so upset when she was goading him about it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Anyway.
Good movie.
Yeah, one of those thinkers, and it made me come around to it. That was a good one.
Yeah. I also really, I kind of enjoyed every part of it. I thought.
I was a little bit taken back during the stalking period.
Yes.
But I was like, that's the part I didn't remember.
The strip club or the burlesque.
Yeah.
That was, you know, but I get what he was trying to do. He was trying to have a date so that she would never want to see him again.
Yeah.
His dad
was Mr. Feeney from Boy Meets World. William Daniels.
He was the original John Adams in 1776.
Yeah. Oh, really?
He was on Saying Elsewhere for years. Was he also on Magnum P.I.?
No, that's John Hillerman. He was the sound of Knight Rider, Kit.
Oh, okay.
He was the voice of the car.
The car talked?
Yeah, that was the thing. But I think he won probably like 4 or 5 Emmys doing
various shows.
No, during Saint Elsewhere.
That was
the show in the '80s. That's
a hospital show?
Yeah. I think the first 2 years, everybody who goes into Saint Elsewhere dies.
Actors, you mean? Or
no, all you know,
patients?
They didn't save anybody.
Oh.
It was like, oh my God. This fucking
well, it's called Elsewhere for a Reason.
Uh-huh.
It has one of the worst endings in all of television history.
Oh, yeah, wait, is that the This Is All a Dream?
Well, no, This Is All the Dream of the Autistic Kid. Ed Flanders' son is autistic and he has a snow globe, and it turns out
the snow globe.
It's just
show.
Like, whoa.
Right.
That was wrong.
It gave us Denzel Washington.
Uh-huh. It was Denzel Washington, gave us Mark Harmon, gave us Alfre Woodard, gave us Helen Hunt, gave
us.
David Morrison, gave us Howie Mandel.
Yeah, right. He was on it. Yeah,
Stephen. Yeah, it was. Wow. Yeah.
All right.
I was the first TV show where a character, and it was Mark Harmon, died of AIDS.
Oh. Huh. Mm-hmm. From a needle or from because he was
from heterosexual sex.
Okay. Yeah.
Huh. They found a woman with a dick to fucking.
What is next week?
Okay. I John, it's been a while. Should we get a international out of the way? Or you just don't want to?
There's some fun internationals here. Let's gotta pick the wrong one.
All right, let's.
Well, then just pick a good one.
Yeah, there you go. Just pick us a good one.
All right. So yeah, there are some things here that are like, all right. Maybe none of these are. All right, we're gonna do Scandinavia.
Okay.
Norway, Denmark, or Sweden.
Okay. Well, I gotta go with my kin. We gotta go Norway.
Okay.
Love this movie.
Okay, that's a good sign.
This movie is caught when I was with Dale and David when I saw it, and it ended, and they're like, "Oh, I hated this movie." I'm like, "I love this movie." This movie is called Reprise. It's from 2006. It's Joaquin Trier, Lars von Trier's son.
Okay,
it's the first movie he did, and it is fueled by literary aspirations and youthful exuberance. Two competitive friends endure the pangs of love, depression, and burgeoning careers. Starring Anders Danielsen Lee, I love that actor, and Espen Kluman Hoine.
What year is it from?
2006.
Oh, what's it called?
Reprise.
He did The Worst Person in the World.
Yep.
I liked that movie.
Oh, I love that movie, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, this is...
I saw that movie.
This is his first movie.
Okay.
So.
Cool.
Nice. So that's the movie for next week.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
Very good. Okay. So let's talk about what else we've been doing this week. You went to one or two shows?
I just went to one show, and it wasn't very good. It was The Trees at Playwrights Horizon, allegorical... absurdist thing about finding the queer space.
The queer space.
Yeah.
Was it found?
Everywhere's the queer space now.
Well, that was the part of the thing.
Oh.
As like, and it gets taken over by others. And
Yeah.
You know, straight people come and like make us have babies and shit like that. So it wasn't very good.
Yeah.
It did not get high marks.
Okay.
But it was better than Lucy.
That you saw that together, right? That was.
Oh, oh yeah.
Lucy
yeah.
was like, oh, yeah. I feel so bad for white women.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Okay.
This week I got three.
Oh.
What do you got?
This thing called Sign in Sydney Brewstein's Window.
Oh, yeah.
And I got Bright New Boise, which is Sam Hunter's first play.
Is that the whale guy?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then I have this this fucking thing called Sock It to Me.
I knew that's where he was going. Yeah, I have a show tomorrow.
That was a good one.
Thank you.
Yeah, and I went to a couple of cabarets this week. Uh-huh. I went to an open mic, which was fun.
What'd you sing?
I sang This Is My Life. It's the Shirley Bassey song.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, uh-huh. I did it in that show. But it's also from the 60s, uh-huh. so it kind of plays with the theme of my show. Uh-huh. And then I went to see a show that I have a friend who is deaf and sings cabaret. And this was Jacques Brel songs. And
I'm afraid I don't know who Jacques Brel is.
Well, he's alive and well and living in Paris.
Yeah, that's okay. A review based on his songs. I've heard about that review forever, and I have never heard any Jacques Brel songs. And actually,
probably have.
I probably don't know what they are. I didn't recognize any of the songs in the show.
Huh.
But and it was pretty good.
Yeah.
Yeah. Although he did not, he sang the whole thing, and which I always think it's fascinating. He's not. I guess he's not profoundly deaf uh-huh. because he can hear a little.
Okay.
Because he goes to cabaret, but oh, yeah. He definitely doesn't hear.
Well, he did Nime Kitipas and Quando Nana. I don't know what these fucking things are.
Yeah. So anyway, and what else did we do this week?
Did you watch RuPaul?
We did watch RuPaul. What are you doing over there?
Listening to Jacques Brel, and
yeah, well, let's
he
stop.
Sweats a lot when he sings.
Yeah.
We did watch RuPaul. I was happy to see the bitch go home. Didn't like her.
Oh, yeah.
Malaysia.
Yeah.
But would you rather the other one had gone home?
Yeah, Cities bugs me. She's a sloppy queen.
Who? No, not that one.
That's who Malaysia was up against.
I know, but...
But the other fat one?
Yeah.
Oh, that one can go home. Yeah. That one I'd rather have seen in a school.
The one who looks like he's like the tall child of Danny DeVito as the Penguin.
Yeah.
That's how he looks, right?
You're not wrong. Whoa, that's pretty funny. It seems like it. I would say that I could pretty comfortably call the top three probably being Anitra, Sasha, and I'm gonna say either Lucy or Danny Marcia. DeVito.
I like Marcia, but she just
no.
Does
I don't
not
think it's gonna be.
Marcia.
No, I don't think no, Marcia's she, gonna
she's
be.
Just,
able to stand
she's
out.
Going
she
soon.
Can't. She
just. I just can't go with Danny DeVito because I hate her so much. So I'm going to go with
Lucy. Yeah. Yeah.
But I think Sasha's to lose.
Yeah.
Oh, right. Yeah. You know, she got
from the very.
She won this week, right?
Yeah,
this is her third win.
Like main win.
Well,
Lucy's like.
I did love. Well, no one remembers that I've won three
challenges,
but
two
of them were
mini
challenges.
Yeah,
I'm like, it's not the same.
That is not the same.
It's not the same. No. But nice try, girl.
Nice try.
Yeah. It is going to be fun. I want to see Lucy go to the finale and not win.
Yeah.
She'll be pissed because she's just going to think. And it's like, honey, you're from Connecticut. The only thing you people win is, you know, prison time for embezzlement.
Well,
That's it.
And... if you're a Connecticut drag queen, if you were really serious,
you'd
would
go
move
to New York City.
12 miles to New York City.
Yeah.
I think she's probably in Hartford or New Haven.
Yeah, but still, it's an hour on the train.
Yeah.
Yeah. It is kind of weird to be a Connecticut drag queen.
Yeah.
At that, like when you're not in, like when you're not in college, like you're like, you know, okay, you're doing drag while you're in college, fine, but like,
There's no summer places. There's no gay hub in Connecticut.
Yeah.
No. You know.
Yeah. Huh. Weird.
So we don't like you. I still don't like this season.
Yeah.
Not a big fan.
Mm-hmm. I'm kind of looking forward to next week, but why? Did they say what the theme was going to be?
I don't think they ever do.
Yeah, this is a coming attraction.
Oh, I have to watch it, I guess.
I don't know what it is.
Yeah.
Something about it looked interesting to me.
This week, we actually started watching Survivor again.
Oh, really?
It was kind of fun.
Yeah.
It was kind of fun.
I like watching it every few years.
Yeah.
You know, not all the time. And this week, Top Chef starts on Thursday.
It does?
And it's
international?
Champion of
the
world.
Are they in London?
Champion of the world. They're in London, and then the finale's in Paris.
Yeah.
Oh, we also, In the Cut, is that what it's called?
No, it's Making the Cut. No, Next in Fashion.
Next in Fashion.
The Netflix one.
The Netflix one, which I don't know.
Is that where Heidi went?
No. She went to the Amazon.
This is the one with Tan France.
Yeah, I don't know about that.
Is that a Queer Eye?
Yeah.
Okay.
The stuff, it was like, if Next in Fashion is like shit that only clowns can wear, okay, I guess, because everything is just so outrageous.
Well, I think that's kind of on trend now, is like, you know, fashions that look like puffy coats, you know.
Yeah, that's fine, but all of the stuff just seemed unwearable to me.
Yeah.
You know, it didn't even seem couture or whatever that, you know, that.
Oh, the challenge was to
royalty.
Your version of royalty. Yeah.
Which was, you know, anyway. Yeah.
So it has started already. You've already started watching it.
Yeah, we watched one
episode.
Yeah.
And then, we're just kind of flipping around. We're not really watching any one thing that
Poker Face,
but I won't watch much more than one a week.
Yeah.
Because I love it and I don't want it to go away.
Yeah.
Well, be careful. I finally finished Fosse Verdon and I think it suffered for how long it took me to get through it.
Yes.
Oh, I agree.
But yeah, no. Fosse Verdon is a singular story. These are separate.
Oh, it's things. What's that called? It's
these are episodic.
Episodic.
You know,
like
back in the 70s and 80s. Right. It's not a serial.
Yeah.
I mean, there's a little thing running through it because she's on the run, but it's a new place every week.
Yeah.
So that's, you don't need to, I don't like to watch it.
I see.
But Fosse Verdon, you didn't want to wait too
long. No, because
we watched it over eight weeks.
I don't know. Every time I watched an episode, I was like, isn't this exactly what I watched, except with a different movie or show being produced? Fosse's going to fuck around and Verdon's going to clean up his shit.
Well, I know,
but it was like, this should have been a movie, honestly. Like, I mean, it was well acted, but it didn't need to be a series by the time I was done with it.
I know. I remembered liking those two so much.
I mean, they were great. They were really great.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I kind of remember it being a little tedious.
Didn't need to be.
Yeah. I started Perry Mason now that I finished.
I never watched that before.
It is good. Yeah.
I like it a lot. And it's on Monday nights.
I know that. Oh, it's on Mondays. I knew the new
season
was coming.
I guess HBO doesn't have a lot of faith in it.
Yeah.
On Monday nights.
Yeah.
We used to be on Sundays.
And we got a great episode of What's the Mushroom People?
The Last of Us.
Yeah,
that was good.
We got what's her name's backstory a little bit more.
Oh, we only got half of that story.
Yeah,
you know we're getting the second half. It's gonna come up because she did say it's not the first time she's killed a couple weeks ago, and it's probably gonna be her best friend that she killed.
Yeah,
which is sad.
Yeah, so that's kind of what happens when the zombie apocalypse is. You end up having to kill your best friend to keep them from being a
mushroom
zombie.
True. I have one more episode of I can't remember if I talked about that. Kunk on Earth.
Yeah, you have. We didn't watch that one.
What's
my
that?
God?
What's Kunk? A week.
It's a documentary. It's a mockumentary.
Yeah.
Of a documentary.
Yeah.
And it is so funny. It's so funny. I don't even know really what to say, except I want you to watch an episode and see if you think it's as, because so far everybody that I've sort of tried to get to watch it have been like, I got 5 to 10 minutes in and was like, absolutely not.
It's not like that Z-Way show, is it? You know? It
was, no. It's not quite like that.
Yeah.
No.
Kunk.
Yeah. Did you watch, I might have said this last time when we did talk about it. Did you watch Afterlife with the Ricky Gervais show?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So the woman, Philomena Kunk, she worked in The Office. You'll recognize
her. I remember her.
Yeah. She's incredibly funny, I think.
Inside the mind of a cat.
So that's my half hour, but I'll need something ASAP because I've only got one episode left.
Well,
so I'll have to move on.
Too bad because there's nothing on TV.
I know. Well, maybe I'm going to go with Our Flag Means Death because I haven't started that yet.
That's pretty good.
That grows on you. I mean, one of the things about like Taika, whatever.
Waititi's
shows this and What We Do in the Shadows, I find them relentless.
Yeah. Actually, I should probably finish What We Do in the Shadows.
We never watched the last season.
I'll watch it.
Didn't we watch a couple episodes? Yeah, one or two.
I find it so relentless. It's like, I need a break.
Yeah.
I would highly rate, if you haven't seen Burning Love.
No, I haven't.
If you can get that anyway.
You can. It's on Amazon now.
Okay.
And it's basically a movie.
Oh,
like you, it's like $3.95 and it's an hour and 50 minutes.
Oh, because
I think it might have been originally a web series or
I think it was a 20-minute web
series.
Yeah,
but it's another mock. Well, it's The Bachelor.
Right. Yeah. Right. Yeah. Yeah.
I'd like to give you my hose.
But they're just crazy.
Yeah.
They're just crazy. I love those people. Yeah.
I did a little work on watching I watched Women Talking.
Oh, how was that?
Phenomenal.
Is it good?
Okay. It's so good. Yeah, you have to watch it.
So what
it's
is...
So
okay,
good.
Is it good, like Portrait of a Woman on Fire
good? You might watch it when John's at a show.
Okay.
I don't know.
I would watch
it.
Someone else told me they saw it and they really liked it.
Yeah.
Maybe Cindy saw it.
Yeah.
I still want to see.
So good.
Afterburn, is that...
Paul
Mescal's?
Oh, After Sun.
After Sun.
Yeah.
Not Sunburn thing.
Yeah. What else did I watch?
What's still?
I watched Navalny, the doc.
Have you watched RRR yet?
No, I'm not gonna make it. I'm not gonna make the songs. I know. I mean, I'll watch
it
eventually.
Have you watched the song?
No, I haven't. Even
oh,
seen
after
the song.
This is done, we'll watch. Natu.
Okay.
Natu. Oh my god, it is so much fun.
I don't know what that is.
It's gonna win the Oscar. There's hands down going to win the Oscar and leaving Lady Gaga and Taylor Swift and Rihanna in the dust.
Was Beyonce nominated this year too?
Yeah, it's like three.
Yeah,
it's like, but Natu is going to win.
It's taking it. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And once you see it, you'll be like, oh, well, yeah.
Uh-huh.
And I hope they fucking dance. They better dance on the Oscars. So, but, and that's just one little teeny little piece of that movie.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
Okay.
It's crazy.
I'm excited.
I love that movie.
Yeah.
Nice.
So what else on your list besides The Whale?
I need to watch The Whale. If I can ever find Living, that is nowhere. That's not viable, rentable, nothing. The Quiet Girl The Quiet Girl is Ireland's international. I kind of doubt I'm going to get to Avatar. So the big three.
If you saw the first one, you saw the second.
The big three that I haven't seen are Avatar, The Whale, and Living. And The Whale, I'll definitely watch. And the other thing that I'm definitely going to watch is All the Beauty and the Bloodshed, because you can finally rent that.
Yeah, and that isn't on HBO now?
No, it's not going to be streaming until the end of March.
Oh, okay.
But you can rent it now. Okay. Yeah.
That's supposed to be amazing.
Yeah. I really want to. That. So those are the two that I like will definitely see this week. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Nothing I can. No, we have busy. I'm busy all week.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Thursday we have dinner. Saturday
you're
we have
only going to eat dinner on wedding. Thursday.
Yeah, only Thursday.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
I may have lunch Monday and Tuesday,
okay.
But we're going to a friend, and then Saturday we got a wedding.
A wedding? Who's getting married?
Susan and Peter.
Oh, fun! Yeah. So it's not a surprise.
It's been planned. It's been planned.
Well, I fear we might not pod.
Once again, you just don't care about our listener.
Oh, I wanted to ask you, how were your walking sticks?
Great, love them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did you really need them? Did you think?
Yeah, actually, I've had them on a couple hikes.
Was it because you were climbing, or?
It was, I don't need them so much for the up. I find them much more helpful on the down.
On the down, yeah, yeah. Absolutely. Down is harder. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh, I totally agree. I don't understand people who think up is harder. Jordan and Rima both, like, think up is hard. I'm like, no, like, down is so much harder.
Yeah. No.
Yeah. Yeah, so I've found them, I mean, I could have gotten by, but I very much like that I have them.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. No. They're super cheap. They're not fancy, but they're great.
Well, you don't need fancy. Yeah. What's a fancy one? Air conditioning?
I mean, there are some expensive walking sticks on the market.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. Like what did you spend?
I think I spent like 25.
And what
like
would
80 up to 100.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, I'm sure it's the metal that they're made out of.
Yeah.
But yeah, mine, I don't know, maybe they're plastic. I don't know what they are, but they're getting the job done.
Great.
I probably wouldn't like climb the Alps with them. I might look into the $100 pair for the Alps. But yeah.
Probably a good idea.
Yeah. But for now.
Mm-hmm. And it was a good walk.
Yeah.
Yeah. I remember when I went to climb the Alps, I bought cheap walking sticks and I only made it to Long Island.
Yeah. Wow.
Actually, the last few trips, I've taken my walking sticks and they didn't come out of the suitcase.
Yeah, you took them to London and they never came out.
Didn't need them for just city walking.
Yeah.
Cool. Well,
all right.
I think that's it.
We've picked our film for next week.
Well, maybe 2 weeks, but yeah, we picked our film. I have to go to Albany on Sunday.
All right, so we're not going to do this. So once again, it is Megan who's going to disappoint.
What are we doing Friday?
Oh, yeah, Friday could work.
Well, that's RuPaul.
So we could watch it. Well, maybe we'll pod this week.
Maybe we will.
It'll
be a surprise.
Someone says they're always ready, so.
That's right.
I am always ready, but we're not going to be able to watch the movie before then.
Okay. All right.
Yeah, might not
There's
happen.
That. Okay.
All right.
Well.
Okay, folks, you're going to be 2 weeks before you see us again. Try to get by.
It'll have to be on that Sunday the 19th because the 18th we're going to David, person who we can't talk about, even though he's been on the fucking pod, his birthday.
Yeah. Okay. Actually, our Sarah will be in town that weekend.
Oh, that's right. And then my parents will be in town the next weekend.
Yes. Wow. Yeah. Lots of plans.
Yeah.
Okay, everybody. Have a great week this week. Have a great 2 weeks. And we'll be seeing you next time.
Bye. Bye.